让我们来读提摩太后书第四章第六到第八节。
Let us read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to verse 8.
我现在被浇奠，我要离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主道的那日赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
For I am already poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, would award to me on that day.And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
这段话是这个保罗在人生的尽头，在他还没有面对死亡之前的几句话。
These were the final words of Paul, who was just about to face death.
最近我们在报纸上面看到一宗这个意外。
Recently, we saw in the papers an accident.
有一辆车他们妇女这个母女吃完饭，开车离开这个停车场的时候，一出来就撞进河里，掉在河里面。
And after mother and daughter pair were done with dinner, they got into their cars, and as they were driving out of the car parks, they sped forward and ended up in the river.
当这个救生员来。挖起来的时候，母亲50多岁，女儿大概在读大学，已经死了。
And by the time the rescue team came, the mother, who must have been in her 50s, and the daughter, who was in university, had already died.
这件事情发生的太过突然，我相信他们在死亡之前，在恐怕没有机会讲最后的。他想讲的话。
This happened far too suddenly, and perhaps they never got a chance to say the last things that they wanted to say.
我不知道他们会讲什么。
I don't know what that might have been.
但是当我们来到人生的尽头的时候，你想我们会讲什么
？But as we approach the end of our lives, what do you think you might say?
很多人来到人生的尽头的时候呢？有许多的无奈，许多的后悔。
A lot of people who come to the end of their lives bring a lot of regret with them.
很多很有钱的人来到生命的尽头的时候，很多伟大的人来到生命的尽头的时候，都觉得人生是在无奈，是在没有意义。
A lot of rich people, a lot of powerful people on their deathbed realize that.Life has no meaning, and life has life is nothing.
拿破仑大家都知道，拿破仑在他临死的时候呢，他认为他说了，他说我现在要死了，而且呢，我的身体就快要成为地下虫的食物。
Napoleon said that as he was about to die, he said his body was about to become food for the worms.
这个伟大的这个拿破仑征服了世界一大片的土地，在他死的时候，他只不过是从泥土里面的虫的食物。
This is the great Napoleon, the Napoleon who had conquered large swaths of land. Yet at the end of his life, he said that he was about to become mere food for worms.
印度伟大的这个甘地先生他。他在印度里面影响了印度很多年。那么他在死的时候呢，他说我的一生当中呢，我现在感觉到非常的绝望，我只看到的只是黑暗，我需要光。
The Gandhi, the famous Gandhi from India, not long before he died, this great religious Hindu religious leader confessedthat my days are numbered, I'm not likely to live very long, perhaps a year, a little more. For the first time in 50 years, I find myself in a slough of despondency. All about me is darkness. I'm praying for light.
当我们要死的时候，当我们要面对死亡的时候， 请问我们讲的话是会讲什么话？
As you are facing death, as you come to the end of your life, what words will you say?
很多时候我们在想，在最后那一刹那，就是我们总结我们生命的一个机会，我们的总结是什么？
And when we think about the end of our lives and that culmination of all the years that we have lived, what is that ending?
有一个作者，很出名的作者，他说，人生最大的悲剧莫过于你花了一生的时间去钓鱼，那么后来发现原来我不喜欢钓鱼。
A famous author, Henry David Thoreau,
他说他的一生当中，最后他发现他花了一生钓鱼，其实他不喜欢钓鱼。
He said that at the end of his life, he had spent a whole life fishing, only to realize at the end of his life that he didn't like fishing.
意思说他跟随他的朋友，跟随世界做一切事情，但是最后呢，他发现这些都不是他所要的，也不是人生最重要的事情。
His point was that he was pushed along by the company that he kept, the world's standard, only to realize at the end of it that those weren't things that he wanted in his life.
但是保罗不是这样。
But Paul wasn't like that.
他在结束的时候他说什么呢？那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，当所信的道呢，我已经守住了。
Here's what Paul said. He said, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
而且他说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Not only that, he says, henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
从此以后，
henceforth.
那个字的意思说，我已经做完应该做的，接下来要发生的事情，就是我在等我的冠冕。
And what he's trying to say is, I've done all that I've been tasked to do. The next stage is the crown of righteousness for me.
他非常有把握，他在面对死亡的时候，他说，现在我要快要离世了，我被交奠的时候到了，我要离世的，接下来要发生什么事情呢？我的冠冕快要来了。
This language shows that Paul was full of confidence, and for him, he knew that he had run the race and his time for departure had come. The next thing and all that's left for him is the crown of righteousness that the Lord will give him.
这种言语，这个话语里面呢，充满了这个信心，充满了肯定。
There is so much confidence and assurance in that language that Paul has used here.
意思他完成了他的应该做的事情。
And it tells us that Paul had completed his life's purpose.
所以我问大家，当你面对死亡的时候，你的最后的一句话是什么？
So let me ask you, as you are faced with the end of your life, what are your last words?
很多时候我们在这个世界上流荡，迷失方向，我们做了很多事情，我们花了很多时间，花了很多精神，花了很多金钱，来到生命的最后的一那刹，他说不过是一个虚空，不过是一个捕风，好像一阵风吹过。
Many people in life spend many years and all their energies, their efforts, all their being pursuing certain things. And when they come to the end of their life, they say all it was but breath.
我们盼望我们的生命不是这样。
And we hope that our lives will not be like that.
我们要抓紧时间，我们要抓紧每一个时刻，让我们的生命每一时每一刻都是有意义的，是有目的的。
We need to capture every moment that we have and every second and hour that has been given to us and make sure that our lives stand for something and have some meaning.
让我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他说，我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
For I am already being poured out as a drink offering.And the time of my departure has come.
所以前半段他说我现在被浇奠是什么意思呢？
What does he mean when he says that I'm being poured out?
圣经里面其实已经解经，下半段就解释上半段，下半段就是我离开世界的时间到了，这个意思很清楚，就是他要死了。
Well, the second half of that verse tells us what Paul means, and he means that he's about to die.
那么浇奠的意思呢？这里讲到说，他好像有这个 being poured out as a drink offering， 这个 drink offering 这个奠祭是什么？这个什么意思呢？
What exactly does Paul mean when he says he's being poured out as a drink offering?
就是在旧约里面的献祭里面呢，首先呢，他们是要献活祭，然后呢，接下来献素祭，最后呢，才献奠祭。
In the Old Testament sacrificial system, first they were meant to give a burnt offering, then after that a grain offering, and finally a drink offering.
这个是指最后一刹那，最后献上去了，所以他意思说我已经来到生命的尽头。
And this is the final stage of the offering. What Paul means is that he's arrived at the last moment of his life.
我的时间到了。
My time is here.
这里他讲到说我离世的时间到了。
He says the time of my departure has come.
这个时间的意思在这里呢，不是指我们的时间按次序行，它是指我的 appointed time， 意思说我按照时间，我按照这个我的肯定神给我预定的时间已经到了。
Paul here is not referring to a chronological time. He's talking about a specific designated time that the Lord has given Paul.
所以神已经安排了我们生命中我们什么时候生我们什么时候死已经定好了。
God has designated for each one of us when to live, when to die.
所以他这里说我的时间到了，我离世的时间，这个离世这两个字呢，就是指生命里面他的意思是被解放的时间到了。
He says that the time of my departure, and the word departure means a loosening or a being released.
就好像主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他说：“我将我的灵魂交在你的手上，是将他的灵魂释放出去。”
It's like when Jesus was on the cross and he said that I give my spirit up to you, and that is a releasing of his spirit.
但是呢，在这里我们没有权柄，是神定下这个时间，我们的时间，我们的灵魂什么时候离开我们的身体。
Of course, we don't have that authority to decide when we leave.
只有神能够决定。
And only God can decide.
但是在这一刹那的时候呢，保罗说我那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
But in these last moments Paul says I have fought the good fight, I finished the race, I have kept the faith.
意思说保罗过了一个没有后悔的人生，有意义的人生，有价值的人生。
That means Paul has lived a life of no regrets, a life that had meaning, a life that had value.
所以呢，我要用这三句话来跟大家一起思想，怎么样过一个无悔的人生。
And so let's look at these three terms that Paul uses to see how we might live a life of no regrets.
他说那美好的仗，打仗的仗，我们美好的仗我们已经打过了。
He says I have fought the good fight.
他说打过了，打是什么呢？我打仗的那个打，其实在原文的意思是指挣扎，或者是指痛苦的挣扎。
And this fight tells us that he agonized through it. In the original language, it has that sense of agonizing.
意思说保罗用很大的努力，很尽心竭力，用最大的努力去打这场仗。
And it tells us that Paul struggled with great effort and energy to fight this battle.
那么当然打美好的仗这句话呢，保罗在提摩太前书已经讲过了。
This word, this term of fighting the good fight has already been used by Paul.
保罗在劝提摩太的时候，他说你要为那真道打美好的仗。
In speaking to Timothy, he says fight the good fight of the faith.
所以什么意思呢？意思说这个是在一个我们的人生就是一个很征战的人生。
And it tells us that our lives are a battle.
我们不能够随波逐流，我们不能够随随便便，我们不要懒惰，我们是有目标、有方向的去过这个人生。
That means we cannot live as we see fit, or we cannot take a back seat in our lives.
所以他说打美好的仗，这个 I fought the good fight, 那个打这个打仗呢，其实这个字呢，在这个哥林多前书里面讲到，他说凡脚力争胜的，这个哥林多前书九章25节说，那脚力争胜的凡事都有戒制，就是这个字。
This word also used in 1 Corinthians 9:25, and this verse gives us some insight into the word. It says everyone who competes.
那么这个字也同样用在哥罗西书一章29节，他说我为此劳苦，照做他在我里面的应用的大能，尽心竭力，也是这个字。
Similarly it says in Colossians 1:29, for this I toil, struggling with all his energy.
那么提摩太前书四章十节，他说我劳苦努力也是为此， 我的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是幸福的救主。
In 1 Timothy 4:10, for to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe.
所以，我们基督徒在世上，你要很清楚知道，我们基督徒在世上呢，是在打一场属灵的征战。
You must be clear that the Christian life is a life of a spiritual battle.
保罗说，我已经打了美好的仗。
Paul says he had fought the good fight.
以弗所书里面很清楚告诉我们所属灵的征战是什么呢？它是以执政的掌权管辖这幽暗世界的以空中属灵的恶魔征战，这个是记载在以弗所书六章十二节。
He describes this battle in Ephesians 6:12 by saying, For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
我请问大家，现在你有没有感觉到你在打仗？还是我们过人生就是一天过一天，每天我为自己而活，我根本不知道原来我必须要跟属灵的恶魔，我必须要跟撒旦，我必须要跟魔鬼来征战。
Let me ask you, are you aware of this spiritual battle that's taking place right now? Or are you just living day to day, unbeknownst to you that around you is a spiritual battle taking place?
怪不得保罗在腓立比书二章二十一节说，别人都求自己的事，没有人求耶稣基督的事。
It's no wonder that Paul in Philippians says, For they all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
而保罗不是这样，保罗说我当将万事当作有损，我以认识主耶稣为至宝，因为我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
He himself, however, was not like that, and he said, Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
你知道每一天、每一分、每一秒，魔鬼都在阻挡我们的上帝、我们的神。
Each second, each hour, each day, the devil is opposing our God.
甚至在我们的心里面，我们常常也打这个仗的。这个我们的心里面，魔鬼就不断的引诱我们犯罪，但是我们必须要坚持不犯罪，我们要跟主而行。
And the same battle is parallel in our hearts, where the devil is constantly tempting us to sin, and we must be fighting that.
而且呢，约翰一书二章十五节讲的很清楚，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
1 John 2:15, it says, Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以你看到我们每一分每一秒都在跟这个都在这个属灵的战争，只是你的眼睛看得见还是看不见。
So do you see that every minute and every second our hearts are fighting this battle? It's just that your eyes do not perceive it.
魔鬼撒旦一直要我们跟随自己，跟随他，不要跟随神。
Satan and the devil is always asking us or tempting us to follow him or follow ourselves, not God.
但是保罗说，那美好的仗，这个我已经 I put up a good struggle, 我们可以这样翻译，意思说我跟他打得落花流水，我必然会胜的意思。
Paul is saying here that he has put up a good struggle and he has given him all of his might and efforts to this.
请问你有没有跟罪恶，有没有跟魔鬼这样的打仗呢？
Can that same description be of your own battle with the devil?
还是有吗？我根本不知道他魔鬼存在。
Or do you say, I didn't even know he was around?
啊，魔鬼存在。晚上我去坟场的时候，天黑的时候才存在。白天的时候没有魔鬼存在。你的思想是不是这样？
Maybe you would think, oh, he comes out only at night, or maybe as I'm walking past a cemetery, not in the day.
你的思想是不是受圣经的教导，有关魔鬼，有关这个属灵的世界？
Is your thinking and the spiritual world influenced and taught by the Bible?
还是你已经被魔鬼迷惑了？
Or are you being led astray by the Bible, the devil?
所以我们每一天都在跟属灵的战争，你是不是知道？如果你不知道你在属灵的战争，怪不得你已经输了，而且你输到不知道自己输了。
So we must be aware of the spiritual battle, and if we are not, then you have lost.
我们不要跟着世界，我们也不要爱世界，我们要爱神，我们要爱神的话，我们要爱神的教会。
We must love God's word, we must love God's people, we must love God's church.
我们爱传扬主的福音,
we must love sharing His word.
我们爱传扬主的福音, 我们爱将这个罪人从魔鬼的手中抢救过来。
We must desire in our hearts to want to snatch the lost out of the hands of the devil.
保罗说,美好的仗我已经打过了。
Paul says, I have fought the good fight.
我很担心今天呢,我们很多弟兄姐妹坐在这里根本不知道我们在打仗。
My fear is that as you sit in the audience today, that you have no clue there is a battle happening.
怪不得我们输,而且魔鬼的厉害是让我们输到不知道我们已经输了。
And it's no wonder if we lose. In fact, the devil's cunning is that we don't even know we've lost.
所以我们很舒服地过我们的一生,很舒服地过我们的人生。
And so we comfortably live day by day.
完全不知道这个是属灵的征战。
Completely oblivious that there is a spiritual battle.
但是保罗很清楚说,这个仗我已经打过了,而且呢,我打到他落花流水。
But no, Paul's very clear that he has fought the good fight. In fact, he's fought to the best of his abilities.
而且保罗用这个字,我已经打过了,这个是过去,我已经完成了这个打仗的事情,因为他快要离开世界了。对我们来讲呢,所以我说, 我说 keep fighting, 意思说我们继续打这个美好的仗。
Now Paul's used the past tense. He said, I have fought the good fight. He's about to depart. For us though, we need to keep fighting the fight.
所以我们如果你要过一个无悔的人生，将来来到神面前的时候，主说你为我打了什么仗？你完全有仗吗？不知道。你应该为主打仗，将来到主面前的时候，主说忠心良善的仆人，你已经为我打好美好的仗。 你要过这个生活呢，你必须要知道有这场仗，而且要打到他落花流水。
If you want to be to want to live a meaningful life, and you want to know that as you stand before the Lord at the end of your days, to have the Lord say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," we must be fighting this fight.
所以你要尽心竭力，你要很努力的，要尽一切的这个 energy， 一切的所有的能力去打这场仗。
With all of your being, with every ounce of your energy, you need to be fighting this fight.
第二呢，保罗说什么呢？不但是我已经这个美好的仗我已经打过了，他说当跑的路我已经跑尽了。Paul
talks not just about a fight, but he says, I have finished the race.
这个路是指什么呢？
What does this race refer to?
当然这个是讲到那个运动员在跑的时候，他有一条路，有一条跑道是 指定要他跑的，他不可以跑别人的跑道。Now
the analogy is the race of an athlete, and each athlete has his own lane to stay in. He cannot move to someone else's lane.
所以我不能够跑庆豪弟兄的跑道，他也不能够跑我的跑道，他每一个人都要跑自己的跑道。So
in the same way, I cannot run someone else's race, my brother's race. He has to run his own race. I run my race.
我们每一个人，神都给我们一个跑道去跑。
Each one has been given a lane to run in by God.
让我们看看这个字怎么用。
Let's see how this word is used.
这个字在使徒行传13章24节里面提到，约翰施洗约翰的时候呢，他说约翰在行进了他的路程的时候，因为这个时候他们来问，约翰你是不是基督？约翰说我不是基督。他在使徒行传他讲说约翰将行进他的路程的时候，他说 你们以为我是谁？我不是基督，我是在他以后来的，我解他的鞋带都不配。Now
in Acts 13:24, it speaks of John the Baptist, and as he arrived, people were asking him if he was Messiah. Now he said, well, before his coming, John had proclaimed the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his course, he said, what do you suppose that I am? I'm not he. No, but behold, after me one is coming, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie.
所以他想到说，我的路程，我应该跑的跑道，我已经快要结束了，好像保罗一样。And
John understood that this was his course, and he knew that he was coming to the end of his course, just as Paul did.
保罗在20章24节也是这么讲，他说我却不以自己的性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程。Paul
in Acts 20:24 says, but I do not account my life of any value nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course.
你看到吗？主给我们每一个人有不同的路程，我们必须要走完它。
Do you see that God has given each one of us an individual lane and his own unique path. We must complete it.
在希伯来书12章第一节是这么讲，他说：“你们，我们既然有许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，我们就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔摆在我们前头的路程。”
This is used also in Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
所以我们每一个人都有自己的路，自己的跑道。
Everyone has his own path.
或许你神给你的跑道跟每一个人不同，你或许是一个工程师，或许你是一个这个银行家，或许你是一个医生。不管你的跑道什么，神给你的，你就要跑完它。
Your path and my path are different. Maybe you're an engineer, maybe you're a doctor, maybe you're a banker. Whatever that might be, it is the Lord's path for you, and you must run the race.
但是不只是这样，神在我们生命中里面有安排不同的跑道，不只是事业，就是我们的人生，他安排你在这个家庭，他安排你在这个社会的位置，也安排你在这个环境，这个是神安排的。你在那里，你必须要做完神在你要你在那个地方做的工作。
Yet it is not just careers that the Lord has placed us in. He has designed our lives such that He's placed us in specific families, in specific environments. So, and that's the place where He has put us. We must complete the job that He has given us in those areas.
但是很多时候我们不愿意接受我们自己的位置。
The trouble is.When we refuse to accept the position He has given us,
我们甚至拒绝。
In fact, we reject it.
其实，当我们这样拒绝的时候，我们是在拒绝神在我们生命的主权。
And when we reject it, we are actually rejecting God's will on our lives.
你要知道，我们生命是属于神的。
We have to understand that our lives are God's.
我们活在这个世代里面，也是神决定的。
The fact that we're even living in this time and day and time is because God designed it.
我们活在这个环境也是神决定的。
The fact that we're in this setting and this environment is God's design.
或许你可以找很多这个工作，但是都不可以，只有一份工作你拿到。神已经安排你在那个工作，你就必须好好承认主的主权，在那里好好的服侍。这样的话，你就说神就会说忠心良善的仆人。
And perhaps you have applied for many, many jobs, but you've only got one. That's the place where God wants you to serve, and therefore you must serve it to the best of your abilities and have the Lord say at the end, my good and faithful servant.
有些人说，我丈夫为什么是这样？不管总是别人的丈夫好，他自己的丈夫不好。
Some people might say, why is my husband like that? And in fact, everywhere they look, everyone seems to be better than their husband.
但是你怎么不知道神就是安排你在那边帮助你的丈夫成为一个好丈夫？那就是你的职责。
But the Lord has placed you in this situation where you are to help your husband to become the person that that the Lord has designed for him. That is your responsibility.
有些人说，为什么我的孩子总是这样？他总是做我不喜欢做的事情，他总是这样叛逆。我不知道，但是神如果安排你在那里，你就是在那里好好的教导他，好好的爱他，好好的给他鼓励，好好的引导他走神的道路。
Parents might say, why is my child like that? Why is he disobedient? Why is he this? Why is he that?We don't know, but the fact is, God's put you there, and you're the parent, and you need to shepherd your child.
那是你的道路。
That is your course.
那是你的跑道。
That is the path.
你要跑完它。
And you must run that race.
但是很多时候我们说，我不愿意做这个，我不愿意做那个，我不愿意在这个家庭，我不愿意。当你很多不愿意的时候，你又跳不出来。那是神的主权安排你在那里。你越不愿意，你越不喜乐，你越忧郁，你就越多问题。
The problem is when we say we don't want to do this, we don't want to do that, we don't want to be in this job or that, and then the more we get depressed and the more problems will surface if we reject God's will in our lives.
所以我们要接受神在我们生命的主权。
So we must accept that will.
因为如果你相信神是有主权的，如果你相信神有能力、有主权来掌控每一件事情发生在你身上，都有神的旨意。
If you believe that God has the power.And that His will is acting on your life, then everything has God's will involved.
神的 sovereignty, 他的生命，他的主权呢，在你身上，你根本就跳不出来，因为神要你在那个地方服侍他。
His sovereignty is on you. And there is no way you can escape that. And so you must be in those places He has put you to serve Him. So let us accept that will in our lives.
让我们跑这条道路, 跑这条跑道,
let us run the race that has set before us.
让我们彼此鼓励,
and let us encourage one another to run the race that has been given to each one.
就像保罗这里讲到说, 当跑的路,
and it's as Paul says, I have finished the race.
所以你看到吗? 我不知道我们弟兄姐妹, 我们每一个人有自己的跑道, 自己的环境, 自己的路, 我没有办法替你跑, 你也没有办法替我跑, 你必须按着神的旨意, 在那个地方为神做光, 做盐, 做你应该做尽的责任, 这个就是你的人生的目标, 这样你才能过一个无悔的人生。
Brothers and sisters, we all have our own paths. We all have the lanes that have been designed and ascribed to us. And I can't run your race, you can't run mine. But we need to encourage one another to continue running that race and finish it so that we can live a life that is meaningful and of value to God.
所以当我们看到我们每一个弟兄姐妹, 让我们接受神在我们生命的安排, 让我们接受神在我们生命 的里的这一个这个安排，就是我们所遇到的每一件事情都有神的旨意，让我们接受，让我们好好的利用，好好的遵行神的旨意，在那边发光，在那边做盐，成为神的一个见证人。
So let us all recognize God's will in our lives. Let us understand His sovereignty and let us in those places that He has put us serve well, that we might be salt and light. That we might run and finish this race.
你注意看十二章第这个希伯来书十二章第一节那边讲说，他说我们有许多的见证人，意思我们有旧约里面很多的主的仆人给我们看到，我们活在这个世代里面也有很多的主的仆人让我们看见，我这些见证人如云彩一样环绕我们，我们就要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Let us look more carefully at this verse on our screens. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, and this refers to the Old Testament saints. But even in our time, we see many people who have run this race. He says, lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, let us run with endurance the race set before us.
那么这里讲到有两件事能够使到我们跑得不好。
There are two things over here that tell us that prevent us from running a good race.
第一就是很明显的就是罪恶。
The first is very clear and it's sin.
就是我们生命中，我们必须要不但在外面我们要抵挡，要打一个美好的仗，在里面呢，我们要保持自己的圣洁，因为神拯救我们，要我们圣洁，我们要胜过我们个人的罪。
And it's not just in external sort of factors, but the sin that's in our hearts, and we must be fighting that sin to live a life that is pure and holy.
让我们要胜过缠累我们的罪。
Let us overcome the sin that's weighing us down.
不但是这样呢，而且呢，还有一些是重担，是什么呢？是缠绕我们的重担。
The other weight is weight that is that clings to us.
很多当我们当中有些人去跑步的，有些人在军队里面，他跑步的很好，但是呢，他要加上那些很多重担放在身上，他就跑越跑越慢。你放的越多重量，他就跑得越慢。 今天呢，我们很多人跑这个基督的路的时候，跑这条天路的时候，我们也是给我们自己加了很多不必要的重担，使到我们慢下来。An
athlete may be a really fast runner, but like in the army, if people put bags on him and carrying his rifle and all this other weight that's added to him, the slower he gets and the more tired he gets. In the same way, when we run this race as Christians, we put on ourselves a lot of unnecessary weight.
这些各样的重担不一定是罪，但是它是重担。有些东西是好的，有些是好这一些，甚至跟罪没有关系，但是它就影响我们。或许它是你个人的嗜好或者个人的兴趣，这些影响到你跑这条道路。
Now, for many of us, these weights may not even necessarily be sin. They may be hobbies, they may be things that we spend our time on, and they waylay us, they weigh us down as we run.
所以我们要除去这些重担，要除去这些罪，我们能够跑得清醒，我们要跑得专心。
But if we are to remove all these weights that serve to burden us, then we will be able to run quickly and the race and complete the race.
当圣经里面形容我们是羊的时候，我觉得主的意思很清楚。
When the Bible talks about us being sheep, it seems very clear.
你知道羊的特点是什么吗？
Do you know what the characteristic of sheep are?
羊的特点，它是很容易迷失方向。
Is that they lose their way very easily.
我们很多人不知道自己为什么活。
Many of us don't know why we live.
我们没有生命的目标，也没有生命的意义。
We have no purpose, there's no meaning in our life.
甚至我们认为这个伟大的人好像甘地了，好像这些这个很大的哲学家。
In fact, when we look at people who are great and important people like Gandhi,
但是他们还是迷失方向，到他面对死亡的时候，他过生命不过是一场浪费的时间。
Even those people, at the end of their lives, are lost and see no meaning in all their years.
其实我们从他们的生命中，我们就看出他本来 就已经是失望、失落的，他只是把一些暂时的目标放在他眼前，他去追求，以为得到目标他就能够满足，其实他不断的在迷惑自己，不断的看不清楚。
In fact, in those lives of these great men, we see clearly that they are lost. Perhaps they have put a challenge before them, and a temporary goal to achieve, and they achieve it. But at the end of the day, they're still lost.
今天我们活着也是一样，我们把很多目标放在我们的面前，我们要做某种职业，我们要某个职位，但是这些呢都在永恒里面没有价值。
We do the same. We put before us goals and aims and all these things that we want to achieve, but in the eternal landscape, it means nothing.
我们只是让这些暂时的目标去除了，看不见真正永恒的价值。
But the fact is, we put these temporary goals and achievements before us, and that has distracted us from the ultimate goal.
所以你的目标是什么?
What is your purpose?
还是你就像羊一样迷失方向?
Or are you like sheep, lost your way?
让我们看清楚，当我们来到我们的离开世界的那一刹那，那讲的话是最真实的。
Let us keep in mind that at the end of our lives, those last few words that we say are the most truthful.
所以在希伯来书12章2节讲说，要仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Hebrews 12:2 says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
专心看住他。
Fix our eyes.
很多圣经里面有一首诗歌叫做，这个转眼仰望耶稣， Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
There is a song called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
所以你会发现很多时候呢，我们就是没有专心，所以我们很容易走失方向。
And very often we lose that focus on Jesus, and for us it's easy to lose our way.
所以我们就到处飘荡。
And so we float around aimlessly.
所以到最后呢，我们觉得人生就是浪费了。
And then when we come to the end of it, we look back and say, well, that was meaningless.
但是保罗并不是这样。
Paul wasn't like that.
保罗很清楚，他知道当 这个当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
No, Paul said, I have finished the race.
所以现在呢，他很清楚他在面对死亡的时候呢，他说什么？他说当跑的这个当打的仗了，我已经打了。
And as he faces death, he says, I have fought the good fight.
然后呢，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。He
says, I have finished the race.
那么最后呢，他说当守的信呢，当这个当 所信的道我已经守住了。
He said, I have kept the faith.
什么叫做守住呢？
What does it mean by keeping?
这个字呢，在主耶稣曾经用过，在约翰17章，他祷告的时候，他说他要离开世界，他说从今以后我不在世界，你们却在世上，我往主那里去，圣父啊，求你 因你所赐给我，因你赐我的名保守他们，这个保守这个字呢，就是同样一个字。
John chapter 17:11 said, I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name. And this has the same meaning over here.
所以这里讲到这个保守这个字呢，就是说讲到所信的道已经守住，这个守住是保守那个守。
And there is a sense in which it is guarding or being the guardian of, and that's why Paul says, I have kept, he has guarded the faith.
所以在约翰17:12，他说，我与你们同在的时候，我因你所赐我的名，就保守了他们，我也保卫了他们，其中除了那么灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡。
Jesus says, while I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction.
所以这边讲的就是完完全全的保守，不让他失落。
And that is to guard so that nothing is lost.
那么同样的，在犹大书里面讲到第一章第一节，讲到说，耶稣基督的仆人雅各的兄弟犹大写信给那被招的在父神蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人，就是那些不会失落的人。
Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, those people who are guarded that will never be lost.
意思说我完完全全完完整整好好的保存了什么呢？
And that is to say that it is a complete a guarding and preserving of something.
所以这边是他说我所信的道我已经完完全全完整的守住了。
And he's saying, I have kept and guarded completely protected the faith.
所以这边讲的 the faith 那个 article 在前面就是说那个冠词那个 the faith 就是那个信心或者说那个信仰。
Over here there is a definite article the faith.
意思是说我们所相信的整个这个教义或者是整个神学。
And that refers to the entire counsel of God.
当然有时候我们翻译成那个道或者 the word,
also sometimes we use the word.
但是有时候呢，我们在比如说提摩太后书1:13，他说你从我听见那纯正话语的规模，所以圣经里面有用一些词汇形容同一个东西，就是说他神的话语，神的这个话语的规模，或者神所交托我们的那个善道，意思说他整个都是。他用不同的形容来形容我们信仰的中心、信仰的内容或者我们的神学。
Now different terms are used for this throughout the Bible. In 2 Timothy 1:13, it says, "Return the standard of sound words." And all of these point to the basis or the foundation of our faith.
所以意思说，神给我们的圣经，神教导我们的神学，我们整套、整个、完完整整的保守住，不会因着世人的要求把它改变了。
What this all tells us is that we need to guard the complete word of God that has been given to us.
所以你看到保罗很清楚的，他说什么呢？他说这个要打的仗，美好的仗我已经打了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。意思说我已经打外面打仗了，里面我们也是对付我这个人，甚至呢神的道呢，我已经完全完完整整的把它守住了。
As he says, I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I kept the faith. He's saying that he's fought the external influences, he's fought even within his own heart, and as he did that, he guarded the faith that God had given him.
今天我们发现最大的问题就是很多人把神的道把它冲淡了，把它弄到让人喜欢神的道。
The trend that we see today is that God's word is diluted and used to say whatever is convenient.
他说人喜欢神的道难道不好吗？但是问题那个已经不是神的道，已经是冲淡了。
And when we do that so that people will come to love the word, and you say, well, isn't that a good thing that they love the word? But it no longer is the word.
神的道是不改变的。
God's word never changes.
我们要把完完整整把神的道讲得清楚跟明白。
We must share God's word in its completeness.
为了你要吸引人，结果你把神的道改变了，其实他已经不是神的道，来听的也不是神的道，他是人的道。
But in order to attract people to the church, we change God's word and we water it down, that no longer is God's word.
所以要做一个 无悔的人生呢，我们必须要打美好的仗，我们是要跑当跑的路，而且我们要守住神的道。
If we want to live lives without regret, we must fight the faith, run the race, keep the faith.
但是 很多时候，我们今天连神的道、圣经都没好好读过，不知道神的道，我们只到 一点点这里那里，但是我们整本圣经都不清楚。
But how can you fight the faith if even the word of God is not familiar to you? Maybe we know bits and pieces of it, but not its full, not its entirety.
这样你怎么讲到说，我神所教导我们的善道已经守住了呢？
How can we then say that I have kept the faith?
所以我们必须要完整的、有系统的、好好的来读神的道。
So we must be resolved to read and understand the full word of God.
让我们看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
他说，从此以后。
Henceforth, he says.
他说，我已经做完要做的，接下来会发生的事情是什么呢？我的冠冕来了。
He says that I've done the things that the Lord has tasked me to do. The next stage is my crown of righteousness.
所以你会发现保罗是十分有把握的。
And for Paul, he was full of confidence.
当你要离开世界的时候，你是不是很有把握？是的，现在主耶稣要来了，或者说现在我要到主那里去了，我知道主要做什么，非常清楚，非常有把握的，而不是含含糊糊，不知道我要去哪里，也不知道会发生什么事情，因为圣经已经讲了。
When you come to the end of your life, will you have that same confidence? Or would you be unsure and fearful? But the fact of the matter is, the Bible has already told us that we will go and see the Lord.
他说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Paul says, henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
这里这个冠冕呢，很多人说啊，这是不是钻石的冠冕还是黄金的冠冕？
A lot of people speculate what this crown might be. Is it encrusted with diamonds? Is it gold?
其实不是的，这个就是在奥林匹克里面他们拿那些树枝绑起来的。这个其实这个冠冕这个字呢，在希腊文是圆形的意思。
The fact is, in the Greek, this word crown is really suggests a circular object, and it is a laurel wreath or branches put together.
那么这个冠冕就是当运动员跑了得胜了之后呢，他说你已经得胜了，或者说我已经得到奖赏了，或者是说你已经得到你应有的这个荣誉了。
This wreath is often awarded to athletes who have run the race and on the podium, they are given this as someone who has won.
所以这个冠冕呢，不是说黄金，不是说钻石，它是公义。
The point is not whether it is gold, whether it is diamond, but righteousness.
所以这个是神给我们的冠冕，意思说他的冠冕戴在我们身上，这个是好了，你是一个公义的神的子民。
It is righteousness that the Lord gives us after we run that race and come before Him, and He says.You are righteous.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
意思说当你跑完这条跑道之后呢，神告诉你，我已经拯救了你，我把我的公义给你，你已经把这个生命，公义的生命活出来，你证明你是属于我的。
What does this mean? It means that at the end of your life, the Lord is saying to you that you have been saved, I have given you my righteousness,And you have lived it out.
你会知道，当我们信主的时候呢，我们已经得救，我们的罪都舍了，所以我们是公义的。如果真的是公义呢，你就会活出这个公义的生命。如果你活出来这个公义的生命，就证明你的确是属于神的。所以神给你一个印记，或者给你一个这个荣誉，说肯定你是得胜的，你是公义的。
You have to understand that when you become saved.Your sins have been paid for. And that means we take on the righteousness of the Lord. And if we are truly saved, then we will live out that righteousness. And at the end of it all, the Lord will crown us with this wreath.
所以这个公义呢，不是我们赚来的公义。
And so therefore, it is not a righteousness that we have earned.
不是我们做了很多，所以我得了这个公义。
It's not because we've done a whole bunch of stuff and we have earned this righteousness.
而是说，这个公义本来神拯救我们的时候，给我们这个公义。怎么知道你是公义呢？因为你神给你这个公义，这个生命呢，应该活出来，就好像一粒种子撒下去，一长出来是公义的树啊。我们最后呢，给你这个冠冕，证明你的确是属于我的。它是一个证明。
This is righteousness that has been given to us when we were saved. And just like a seed, when put into the ground, it grows up and bears a certain fruit. Well, we know that what type of tree that is. This righteousness has been given to us, and if we live it out, this crown is an evidence of our righteousness.
所以我们保罗很有把握，当我走到最后一段的时候呢，没有怀疑，非常肯定，前面不是黑暗，前面不是茫然，前面不是无奈，前面很清楚的就是主耶稣来证明我是属于他的。
As Paul approached the end of his life, nothing was foggy to him, nothing was unclear, and he did not fear what would happen next. He was absolutely certain that Jesus would give him this crown of righteousness.
而且保罗很清楚说，不只是为我，而且是为所有爱慕他显现的人。
In fact, he adds that it is not just me to whom the crown will be given, but to all who have loved his appearing.
像很多人说，就我没有爱慕他显现怎么办？
So you might say, well, I've not loved his appearing.
我告诉你，你如果不爱慕他显现，你就必须要爱慕他显现。
Well, let me tell you, if you don't love his appearing, you must love his appearing.
除非你不是属于他的人。
Unless you are not his.
所以你必须要学习活出你的生命，你必然得到生命的冠冕。
So we must practice living out this righteousness.
当你在躺在你的最后呼出你最后一口气，躺在你这个 病床上的时候呢，请问你会讲什么？
As you are on your deathbed, as your last breath is being drawn, what will you say?
你会说我的生命浪费了吗？
Will you say my life has been a waste?
或者你说前面是一片漆黑？
Or would you say that before me is darkness?
还是你会像保罗一样说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，那当跑的路我已经跑过了，当守的道我已经守住了？
Or would you with Paul say, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith?
让我们同心祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this passage, and we pray that, Lord, it will be that it will impress upon our hearts the importance of living for you, Lord. We pray that, Lord, we would not walk out these doors this morning unaffected by the word that has just been explained to us and revealed to us, Lord. We pray that we would be resolved in our hearts, Lord, more than ever to fight this fight, to run the race that you have put us on, to finish the course that each one of us has been given, and to guard the faith that has been given to us. Father, we pray that we would not live fast and loose, but that we would live with great purpose, that we would not be encumbered by the things that are around us, sin and the world's desires, or the idea of success that the world has put in our heads, Lord. We pray that, Father, we would in fact come around one another and encourage one another to run this race and to live a life that one day will be validated by the crown of righteousness. And we pray, Lord, that we will look forward to the day that we will hear, well done, good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.